The municipal elections are over and done with, and while there's a full slate of representatives elected for Tanchamar, the rural district outside of Tanchamar has just one of three seats on its elected advisory committee filled. The Southeast Rural District is a patchwork of a district with about seven discrete areas dotted around the southeast. Two of those areas include large tracts of forested land, some owned by J.D. Irving, that were excluded from the new Tanchamar amalgamation at the last minute by the Department of Local Government. Rural districts are not incorporated, and so the advisory committees don't have legal powers, but the department is offering a stipend for those who serve. Currently, there's just one person, Gaius Ricker, elected by acclamation to the Southeast Rural District Advisory Committee. The Department of Local Government is putting out a call for people to fill the other two seats, along with six other positions in four other rural districts. They are asking people to apply for the vacant seats by filling out an online application form. Poets Marilyn Lynch and Jordy Miller started a conversation about their work near the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it turned into a collaboration, and eventually the publication of a collaborative poem, Disharmonies. Tonight at the Ralph Pickard Bell Library, Miller and Lurch will read from Disharmonies and then discuss the work along with their publisher, Keegan Hawthorne, of Hardscrabble Press. That's happening tonight at the Mount Allison Ralph Pickard Bell Library on the main floor from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. A number of apartment buildings in Sackville changed hands last week with multi-million dollar deals, and the new owners say no major changes are coming for tenants. Sunset Investments purchased six buildings from Sackville landlord Charles Estabrooks for a total price of $13.3 million. The purchase included four buildings on Main Street across from the Drew Nursing Home, as well as 55 Salem and 11 Lorne Street. There's a total of 82 rental units in all six buildings, according to investment marketing material produced by Sunset Investments before the deal was finalized. Some residents have been concerned about the sale because of what happened to tenants in a neighboring building at 15 King, which was purchased by Sunset this summer. In that case, tenants in all 16 units were evicted for the purposes of renovations, which included converting two-bedroom units to three-bedroom units by removing the living room. Months after the purchase and the evictions, the units were up for rent, with converted three-bedroom units fetching $1,600 per month, more than twice what some had been paying for two-bedroom units before the sale. In an emailed statement to CHMA, Sunset Investments says it aims to maintain the operation of these buildings as is. Sunset says it has no plans to renovate the buildings, but for general maintenance and the addition of solar panels and low-flow water fixtures. The company says it hopes to reduce energy consumption by approximately 40% with those initiatives. So far, residents have not reported receiving notices terminating their leases. Instead, tenants received information packets from a new property management company, K2 Property Management, based in Amherst. If Sunset does plan to raise rents, they will be able to do so more easily as of January 1st, when the province's temporary 3.8% limit on rent increases expires. But in order to raise rents, Sunset will need to give tenants 6 months' notice, and tenants will have 60 days to complain if the increases are too large. New legislation expected to pass with the PC majority government will give the Residential Tenancies Tribunal the power to spread out rental increases over 2 to 3 years if tenants make a complaint to the tribunal and if the rental increase is larger than the increase in the Consumer Price Index. Just a few days before the six Estabrooks buildings sold, another apartment building around the corner at 7 King Street also changed hands. This time, the sale was to a local developer and property management company, J.N. Lafford Realty. Lafford purchased 7 King Street from Drew Fraser for a sale price of $4.5 million, according to Service New Brunswick's property online website, which describes it as a 16-unit apartment building. John Lafford says the company has no specific plans for the building.
We bought it just to own and operate. We don't see changing anything there.
Lafford also says he doesn't expect dramatic rent increases.
We're not looking to get huge values by cranking up the rents, no.
Lafford has been busy in Moncton in recent years with a major tower development going up on Record Street downtown, and two more towers planned to follow. The company also recently purchased another downtown Moncton property across the street for similar tower developments in the future. In Sackville, Lafford currently owns three properties with development potential: a large parcel at the end of Wright Street, a recently acquired historic building at 131 Main, and a vacant lot at 50 Main beside the old fire hall and the current cookie cutter. Lafford says he doesn't have a timeline for 50 Main, which up until this summer was home to an older apartment building. Lafford told CHMA he is more focused on the property at 131 Main Street.
There's a piece of land there that we have to go to council to rezone, but it's a great residential property that we want to develop.
A previous owner, the now deceased Gordon Beale, tried to have the property rezoned in 2014, but was turned down by Sackville Town Council. Beale was also ordered to evict a number of tenants in the historic building at 131 Main due to safety and zoning issues. Lafford says the building now has tenants again, staying in rooms, not apartments.
Well, today it's housing some students. We put a new sprinkler system in it, and they're not apartments, they're individual rooms. So yeah, that's our immediate function. But eventually, we'd like to turn that into a boutique hotel.
That's Sackville-based landlord and developer John Lafford, who recently purchased a 16-unit building at 7 King Street for $4.5 million. It's right beside another group of buildings along Main Street, which also recently sold to investor group Sunset Investments for $13.3 million. Both new landlords say they don't intend to make major changes to the operation of their newly acquired apartment buildings.